We've learned in this week's parsha, last week's parsha, about the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Avrum Avini, Atzich Gemalad, and all the people in his family. So today I want to speak about something which will come as a gros chiddush, a surprise, perhaps a shock to many people. When we speak about Bris Shel Avrum Avini, it doesn't really apply to the Bris Milah. That's not what is meant by Brisoi Shel Avrum Avini. Now you look at me in amazement. How can this be? Because every father, by a Bris, he makes a brucha. Asher kiddushuni b'mitzvois v'tzivuni lahachnisoi b'vrisoi Shel Avrum Avini. So he'll ask everybody, Brisoi Shel Avrum Avini? This is the Bris Milah. So as we'll see in the Shia, it's Bechlal Nisht Azoi Pushit. I want to start with the Gemara in Masechtes Ksibus in Daf Chesum at Beis. There the Sigya of the Brucha, which we make by a Chasana. And then the Gemara speaks about the Brucha, which one makes Loyaleini by an Avelis, what Brucha one says to the Avelim. And then the Gemara says that there's a bracha which one gives to the people who come to be menachem the aveilim. They also deserve a bracha. Those people who come and the matriach themselves to cheer up aveilim, they deserve a bracha. Says the Gemara, Omalei, Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Hida ben Nachmeini, please give a bracha to those people who've come to be menachem aveilim. Kim Eimim Milson Neged Menachem Aveilim. Pusach v'oma. What was the bracha he gave them? Achem ni goyim lechasudim b'nei goyim lechasudim. You Yidden who you've come to cheer up these aveilim, you are goyim lechasudim b'nei goyim lechasudim. Hamachzikim bevrisoi shel Avrum Avini. And you are those who are machzikim in the bris of Avrum Avini, shenema. Ki yedatev lemana sheyitzava esbuna vesbeisve achra veshomri derech Hashem lasoy tzeduka im mishpat. So we see from this Gemara that somebody who comes to cheer up tzebrochen yidden, he goes to be menachem aveilim, this person about him we can say he is machzik bevrisoy shel Avrum Avini. Says Rashi, where do we see that Brisa Shel Avrum Avini refers to Goyim Lechasudim? Brisa Shel Avrum Shegum Al Chasudim Dechsev Vayita Eishel Rushetevois Achila Shesia Levia. So this is considered Brisa Shel Avrum Avini. And explains the Marshal in Mefirish Bahaikru, in the Pusik which the Gemara quotes, in this pusik is a reference to Gemilas Chasudim, like we see in Masechtas Yevumas. The Gemara in Yevumas in Daf Ayin Tes Umi Beis quotes this pusik, and the Gemara says there as follows: Shloishes Simunim Yesh Be'imazi. There are three defining characteristics in Klal Yisroel: Rachmonim, Baishunim, Vegoyim Lechasudim. Says the Gemara, on each one a pusik, where do we see that Yidden are Goyim Lechasudim? Dechsev Lemana Sheyitzava Esbuna Vesbeisoi Achrov Veshomri Derech Hashem. So in this pusik, here it is written that Gimel Simunim Yesh B'Mezi'im, one of them is Goyim Lechasudim. Where do we see it? Because this is what's written in the Pusik, that Avraham Avinu taught Beisai Achra V'Shomri Derech Hashem to be Goyim Lechasudim. Ask the Mashul, where is it written Goyim Lechasudim V'Shomri Derech Hashem? This explains the Mashul as follows. Derech Hashem refers to Goyim Lechasudim. Ki hagamilis chasudim nikra derech Hashem shiyelech ba'udim achrei midoisav yizburach. Chazal tell us on the pusik achrei Hashem teilechi. A person should go after Hashem, emulate the ways of Hashem. How do we emulate the ways of Hashem? Mahi rachim, afata hayirachim. Mahi chanen, afate, ato hayichanen. So going achrei Hashem refers to having these middos of chanin and rachim and so on. So says the Mashu, when the Pusik says, ki yedatev neman ashe yitzav ezbunav beis ha'ach v'shomri derech Hashem, what's called derech Hashem? Derech Hashem means a person has the middo of chanin, rachim, to be a goymel chasudim. And azo yishrab the Rambam, in the end of the first Perek in Hilchas Deis, where the Rambam speaks also about being a Chanin and a Rachim, and he says, Nikras Derech Zi Derech Hashem. This Derech of being a Chanin and a Rachim, this is what is referred to as Derech Hashem. V'hi shelumad Avraham Avinu limad Avraham Avinu lebunav. And this is the Derech Avraham Avinu taught to his children, Shenema, Kidatev leman Ashe Yitzaveh. Vahoylech b'derech zi, says the Rambam, somebody goes on this pathway of Avraham Avinu, mevi toive brucha la'atzmoy, shenema leman huvi Hashem al Avraham eis asher dibe el. So here we see that somebody who does chasudim, he is machzik bevrisoy shel Avraham Avinu. Now we have a Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, where the Rambam says a very interesting solution, Shaloi Kedakoi, in the 10th Perek, where the Rambam speaks about the importance of mitzvah tzedakah. Writes the Rambam, Chayovim uni lehizur b'mitzvah tzedakah, yoisa mikol mitzvah aseh. Mitzvah tzedakah is the most important, more than all other mitzvahs. We know it comes Pesach, people get ready for the mitzvah of achilas aseh, Achilles Matzes, Amitzah Sei, Be'erv Toichli Matzes, Shoifer Rosh Hashanah, tells us the Rambam, the most important mitzvah of all mitzvahs is tzedakah. And the question is why? Says the Rambam, Shahat tzedakah, Simen Lezera, Netzadik Zera Avraham Avinu. If you do tzedakah, it's a simen as you are an einikel of Avraham Avinu. Shenema, ki yedatev leman asher yitzav ezbunav la'asos tzedakah. The Rebbeinu Hashem says, I love Avraham Avinu because he has taught his children and his einiklach to do tzedakah. So if you do tzedakah, it shows that you are an einikel of Avraham Avinu. And if you don't, it shows you're not. And this is a Gemara in Masechtas Beyah, in Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis. Says the Gemara, Kol hamarachem ala brios, biyodia shi mizaroi shel Avraham Avinu. A person who we see, he possesses this middah of having rachmunas on other yidin, it's a simon, he's an einikol Avraham Avinu. V'chol mi she'einem rachem ala brios, and somebody doesn't possess that quality, biyodia she'einoi mizaroi shel Avraham Avinu. So we have here a Beferish Gemara, and the Chiddur already asks, how does this work? We know this fellow's father and his grandfather. How can we say he's not an Einikol of Avraham Avinu? Says the Chiddur, the Pshat is that this person, unfortunately, has got inside him the Neshama of a Goy. He might be the physical child of his father, but he's not Misyachas back to Avraham Avinu. Somebody behaves, B'midas Achzurias, this fellow, he's physically, externally, he looks like he, but internally, unfortunately, he's got a goshen neshama. Einoi zaroi shel Avraham Avinu. And as we paskin the Rambam halucha lemasa, there in the 10th parak of Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, kol mi shehi achzuri ve'einei merachem yesh luchesh liyechisoy. Anybody who we see, he doesn't possess this mid of rachmunis, and he's achzuri, one has to be choshish, perhaps he's pusel, he isn't of a kusha yichus. She'ein achzurius metziah ela ba'akim. You only find achzurius by goyim. She'ne'ema achzuri heima ve'lo yerachami. Zuk the Rambam v'zeh she'hizeh anovi. This is what the Novi Yeshaya warned us. Shimi elai roid feit tzedek mevakshei Hashem habiti el avruam avichem ve'el surah techoy lelalchem. The Novi says, when Klal Yisrael are roid feit tzedek, habiti, look back to where you come from. With this now, we understand the Gemara in Masechtas Yevomis, which we mentioned before. Gimel simunim yesh be'imazi. The Gemara says there are three signs on our nation. Bashunim, rachmunim, goyim lechasudim. The Gemara doesn't say gimel malois or the gimel midois, but uses this unusual lotion of simunim. What Chazal mean to say, it's just like the bris milah, it's not merely a mitzvah, but it's a simon on the gif of every yid. It's a simon. So these things are the hallmark of somebody who's a yid. It's a simon that this person is a yid. And if he doesn't have this mid of rachmunas, of being goyim lechasudim, it's a simon as einoi zaroi shalavrum avini. And as I shab the Rambam again in another halucha, in Hilchas Esira Bia in Perik Yutes, kol mi sheyesh boi azus punim, oy achzurias v'soynes habrias v'eine goyim lemchesed, choyshim beloy b'yoyis Hashem giv oynihi. We have to be choyshish. He's a goy. Shesimunei Yisrael ha'ima hakadoshim bashunim rachmunim goyim lechasudim. And it's a gewaltige Sach that this Gemura, Gimel Simunim, Yesh Be'imazi, is written in Masechtas Yevomis in Perek Ha'oral. Perek Ha'oral is the Perek where Chazal discussed the Haluchas of Bris Mila. Zukreb Tzudek HaKoyin. You know, very often when we learn Gemura, suddenly the Gemura is interrupted by a Shtikla Gadata. We have a whole Sigya of a Gadata Gemura. And sometimes we wonder, why did Chazal decide to put this particular Agadata in this particular Masechta, this particular Perek, this particular Sigya? It doesn't seem to come in. So writes Reb Tzudek HaKoyin, Sanishtazoi, Kibalti, Dekola Mamurim Begamura, Alfa Pishik Fia Pshat, Niridim Nimshchi Agav Gerura, even though it appears to us it doesn't really fit in. It's not a hemshach of the sigya which we were discussing. Mikal mukim ala emes yeshlem shaychus gomer lahamukim shenikvi shom. They do have a starker shaychus. V'shom hi ikem akoyman alui. And this is their place. So in Perek Ha'oral is where Chazal tell us this memra, gimel simunim yesh be'imazi. And it doesn't just come there b'derech agav. Just like somebody who hasn't had bris mila, he is an oral. So similarly, somebody who's missing this midah of bashunim, rachmunim, igoyim lechasudim, he is missing the brisoi shel avrum avini. And as I state in the Balatirim, quotes the Meshe Chachman, the Pusik, Leman Hashem Yitzav Ezbunov Ezbeisa Achra Veshomri Derech Hashem, Zuk de medesh tanchime, asher yitzave is begematria bris. When we want to know what is the bris, bris doesn't only refer to bris mila. Now this asher yitzave is bunav is beisa achrov v'shomri derech Hashem. This is also considered part of the bris. Now the Sefer Akedah was from one of the Rishonim in his perish on Parshas Lech Lecha. Ezuk de gevaltig yisod. We always look at the mitzvah of Bris Mila as a mitzvah which is entirely Bein Udam Lamukim. So it's a mitzvah which is Bein Udam Lamukim. Zugda Seifa Keda, as Brismil is also a mitzvah which is bein udom lechaveiroi. Why? He says there's a gewaldige toiles from the mitzvah of Brismila. Ba'sheboy kol b'nei bris, asher yilem be'ois v'roishem nifla. This is a stamp, it's a hallmark on the body of every single yid. Liskashe kilom bekeshe ahava noisefes al kol zilusom. Which it groups us all together. All yidin, we are all together. The bris mila is what identifies us as we are one group, we are one nation. So zuk the seifo akeda. This was a gewaldige chochma from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, lesakram besikra achas eloikis, that we should all be identified with a heavenly sign, tiyasiba atzima, and this is a gewaldige siba lehoisef o ahava letavach hashuloim beneim, and this is something which serves to bring us closer together, which we all feel that we are one group. We are all the same. We all look the same. We all have the same mark, the same sign on us. And through that there'll be shulam, zwischen alle Yidden, and through that we'll all be together. Brudi Stern, Zechon Levrucha from London, used to say over a story, what he saw himself when the Nazis rounded up the Yidden in Hungary to send him away. And it was by the station the Yidden were being loaded onto the cattle carts. And there was one fellow there, and he came over to Nazis and he said, "He's a goy, he's not a Yid, he's a goy." So the Nazis said to him, "Hoizun arunta, pull down your trousers. We want to see, have you had a circumcision?" And they saw he wasn't. Off you go. They let him go. So this is what the Sefer Akedah tells us, that the Bris Mila is this defining sign which binds us all together and is a constant reminder that we should be Beshulam Eva Achva Zelazer. Writes the Sfasemis as follows. Chazal tell us a Gemurah in the Durim. Gedoyle mila shenichrasi oleo yid gimel brisois. If you look in the parsha of Bris Mila, the word bris is written 13 times. So tell us Chazal, Bris Mila is such a gewaldige chushev mitzvah, nichrasi oleo yid gimel brisois. 13 brisois are written in this parsha. What are these 13 brisois? Zug des Fasemis, the 13 brisois are the yid gimel midas harachamim. V'koyach hamila, through having bris mila, then a person can come to the level to be zoicha, to be a chanan, an arachim, an erech hapayim, and so on. So this is the yesod of how bris mila, this is what defines us to be goyimlei chasudim. With this now we understand, it's written when the shvutim came down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef said to them, "Ani Yosef." They didn't believe him. Nifhali echo mipunav. Suk the pusik that Yosef said to him, "Geshino elai, draw near to me." Says Rashi that Yosef saw they were apprehensive, they were scared. Kurlem belushan rakav tachaninim. So he called them and he said, "Hera lehem shehi mohil." So push it, we understand. He just wanted to show them, like we said, this is a sign, I'm Yosef, I'm your brother. But Lefi Devarini, we understand it deeper. The Shutim were worried that Yosef is going to take Nakoma from them. So Yosef, don't have to worry. He showed them that he's had Bris Mila. He's had Bris Mila. This shows that he's got the middah of Goyim Lechasudim, Machzikim Bevrisoy Shel Avraham Avinu. Now the Gemara tells us, in Masechtas Kedishin, in Daf Chof Tesa Amud Aleph, there are five mitzvahs which every father is obligated to do for his son. Tuni Rabunon, Ha'ov Chayiv Bevnoi, Lemoiloi, first mitzvah, to give him Bris Mila, second mitzvah, Lifdoisoi, if he's a Bechoy, Lelamda Toira, third mitzvah, Lasiya Isha, fourth mitzvah, Velamda Imnus, to teach him a trade. 5 mitzvahs. So Bris Mila is just one of a set of 5. Now when a father does the first mitzvah, Bris Mila, he makes a brucha lahachnisoi bevrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. Now the question is asked by the Rishonim, the Avidram, the Beis Yosef quotes him, Sefer Ho'itah, one of the Rishonim, why is the father only making this brucha by the first of the 5 mitzvahs? L'chaira, when he teaches him Torah, he should also make this brucha. Pidyon HaBen, he should also make this brucha. L'asiya Isha, should also make this brucha. L'amdoi Imnes, should also make this brucha. And we're only making it by the first one. So Zuk the Beis Yosef, B'shem the Avadram, Egevaldik Achidish, and the Levish quotes him, Yesh Mefarshim, HaBrucha de Lahachnisa, She'enoi Klal Al Hamila. The bruch of Lachnisoi is not going on the Bris Mila. Rak ha'ov meshabayach emavurach l'shem yizborach. Rather, the father is giving praise to Hashem. Shemahayoi v'hola, from today and onwards, mitel ulav lasis beben hazeh oid mitzvus achayrois. He's got to do not only the mitzvah of Bris Mila. It doesn't stop with Bris Mila. There's more mitzvahs coming. Hanigrurois achamila. Things, mitzvahs which are coming after the mila. The mila we've done already. We made the brucha, the vorch ala mila. That was the brucha mila. You want to know lachnisa bevrish shel Avraham Avinu is referring to? Zuk the Beis Yosef b'shem Avadam. Not the bris mila. That mitzvah we've just done is going on the next mitzvahs. Liftoisai, lamdei toira, lasia ishai, lelamdei imnes. Vehem shemitziva liftoisim b'choi, lamdei toira, lasia ishai b'chila. Zuk the Levish v'zeh nira li ikka. Thus is the ikka pshat. Carries on the Levish, and as I state in the Sefer Itta, now we understand why the Tzibba says afterwards, k'shem shenichas labris, ken yikunas l'toira, ila chippa, ila masim toivim. Don't stop now by the bris. There's more mitzvahs which you need to do. In the Weltfreak der Kasha, why is Masim Toivim put at the very end? Don't you need to have Masim Toivim before you get married? Kein Tikkun L'Toira, L'Chippa, L'Masim Toivim. Masim Toivim should be the first on the list. Why is it the last on the list? But as we explained already, we learn out that Yidin have to be Goyim L'Chasudim from the Pusik, which take Avraham Avinu, L'Man Asher Yitzava Ezbunov V'Esbeisoi, Achrov v'shomri derech Hashem, explains the Rambam, explains the Mashur. V'shomri derech Hashem means to go after Hashem, the Yid Gimel Midas, to be going to Chasudim. So in the Pusik, the Seidah Pusik is written after Yitzhav es Buna v'esbeisoi, after Buna v'esbeisoi, Achrov v'shomri derech Hashem. So this is the Seidah, how it is written in the Pusik. And it seems that this Nisach, which we say, is Meyisid Lefi this pusik. So therefore, that's the Seder we do as it is written. But once again, we see the Zelbe Yisod, the Bruch of Lach Nisoy Bevrisa Shel Avraham Avinu, Zuk the Beis Yosef B'Shem Navadram, Zuk the Sefer Itta, Zuk the Levish, Dus the Ikka, is not referring to Bris Mila. Bris Mila, that's the Brucha, Asher Kidshun Mitzvot Tzivuni Al Hamila. The Bruch of the Father, Lach Nisoy, is going on all the mitzvahs which come afterwards. Included is Goyim Lechasudim, Masim Toivim. This is Machzikim Bevrisoi Shel Avraham Avinu. The Shaar HaTshiva Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shaar Gimel, Ois Yid Gimel, how important it is for a person to be a Goyim Lechasud. Chayiv Udom Litroich Bedrishes Toiv Le'amoy V'lishkoid Be'umol Nafshol Takunz Chaveirim Dalen Ushi. You've got to put your mind, how can I help my fellow Yid? V'zois min ha'chamirois, min ha'ikim, ha'nidrushim, min ha'udam. Shinema, as it's written, higid l'cho udam ma'toiv, ima ha'shem, doirish mimcho, kim asois mishpot, v'havas chesed. What does the Rabbi Shem Redi ask of us? Asois mishpot, to do mishpot, v'havas chesed, and to love chesed. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a famous sefer called Ahavas Chesed. And he called it Ahavas Chesed because of this pusik. Hegel chud mash ma toiv, mashim dorish mechokim masis mishvot, v'ahavas chesed. And the Chofetz Chaim writes there, that if we look at this pusik, we'll see, it doesn't say that Hashem asks of us to do mishpot and chesed. Hashem asks us to do mishpot and v'ahavas chesed, to love chesed. It's not good enough, says the Chofetz Chaim, just merely to do chesed. Rather, a person should love doing chesed, should be occupied the whole time with doing chesed. And the Chofetz Chaim writes an amazing insight. In this last week's Pasha, in Pasha's Vayera, the beginning of the Pasha, Ganser Psikim, about the mitzvah of Hachnusas Orchim, which Avrum Avini was Mekayim, writes the Chofetz Chaim, we see how the Torah is marich, Ganser Psikim, how Avrum Avini ran towards the guests. He asked them to come in, how he served them, how he sat them under the tree, how he told them afterwards, you can go. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Chazal tell us, Avrum Avini kiyem kol ha-Torah kila koidem shenitna. And yet the Torah doesn't tell us about any of the mitzvahs which he done. All it's written is a pusik, Eikev asher shom Avrum bekoili, vayishmai mishmati mitzvoyse chikoyse v'tzoyroyse. And here when it comes to Achnusas Orchim, which is be'etzim just one of the mitzvahs, here the Torah is marich how Avrum Avini was goimel chasudim, and the Chofetz Chaim writes against the Perek how we can learn from Avrum Avini various inyunim, how we should be machnis orchim and how we should do chasudim even when we're not well, even when I've got a cheshik, and how a person should be me'emoy ma'at vasei harbe, all different aspects which we learn out from Avrum Avini. So this is what we learn out, that this is the hallmark, this is a trademark of what it means to be a Yid. There's a sefer called Divrei Maharaz from Reb Zalman Boer. It was one of the great Shotke Chasidim. He writes a very original pshat. Rashi says on the pusik, V'hi yoshev Pesach ha'oil k'choy mayoyim, says Rashi, Lirois im yesh oive v'shov, to see if there's any passers-by, V'yachnisem bebeisoy, and he should invite them in. So he asks, what's this lushan oive v'shov? It should say, Lirois im yesh oivrim, if the people passing by. Oive v'shov is mashma, somebody who comes and goes, he's coming and going, going forwards and backwards. What does it mean, oive v'shov? Zukde gavaldig yesod. Avrum Avini was the Baal Machnes Oirech par excellence. He had the entrance, all four sides. Everybody knew there was free food 24 hours a day. So somebody was hungry. Why did Avrum Avini have to sit outside to invite him in? The person will no doubt come by himself. He didn't need to be schlepped inside. Zukde azoy, there are sometimes people, they're very hungry, they want to go inside. They're embarrassed. So they are over v'shov. They walk up and down, and they're looking through the door to see who's inside. And I see somebody's inside. I'm embarrassed, I'm not going to go in, I don't want to look like a schnorrer. They want to go in. So Avrum Avini would sit outside, Leroy Simyesh over v'shov. The people who come in by themselves, they didn't need an invitation, they just came in, no problem. It was those who were the oiva v'shov, those who are walking up and down, those people, v'yachnisim bebeisai, they needed to be invited in. A Yid once came to the Bahusha Rebbe, Zechon Levrucha, this was in the years after the war in Tel Aviv, and he asked the Rebbe as follows, Rebbe, could I use your address for the post? Because the postman doesn't come to my house. So could I use your address? The Rebbe said, with pleasure, with greatest pleasure. After the Yid went away, so the Gabur Mas Rebbe don't understand. The postman comes to every house in Tel Aviv. Why should the postman not come to his house? It doesn't make sense. Something's a bit queer. So the Rebbe, I also understood that. But why don't you understand? This Yid Nebuch at Sebrochen and Shoma came alone after the war, lost his whole family. He's got nobody. He's looking for an excuse to come inside. He's embarrassed. So this way, he'll have an excuse. This Yid would come every single morning to the Bahusha Rebbe's house to see if any post had arrived. No post ever came. But every single day he would come, then he would wait. Actually, the postman is still coming, and he would have a coffee and shmiz with this one and that one. And he became a fixture in the Rebbe's house. Every day he was sitting there for hours on end, officially just to wait for the post, which never came. But this was the Bush Rebbe understood. This was a Yid who was embarrassed. He was looking for an excuse that he shouldn't feel embarrassed to be sitting there. So this is this midah that we need to learn from Avrom Avini. Hamachzikim bevrisoy shel Avrom Avini. Yid no goyim lechasudim. Bnei goyim lechasudim. Hamachzikim bevrisoy shel Avrom Avini. And then that's chizuk the Rambam. When we go in that derech, then we will be zoichataka to the brucha which the Boyin Shloilem promised Avrom Avini. That just like he gave him brucha v'toiva, zuk the Rambam, everybody who goes in this derech, he'll also be zoicha a hoylech b'derech zi mevi toive e brucha la'atzmoy. Shenema l'manhuvi Hashem l'avrum eis ha'shadiba ulov omen ken yirutzoyn.